Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon for you. Just one look again at that Tyre Power scoreboard from last night. The Raiders 16 points to 10 over South Sydney. They are through to the grand final the first time since 1994. In news, just a hand. No changes from the Giants. Of course, you'll be listening to that grand final from 2 o'clock. No changes to our team as named on Thursday night. That means that Phil Davis has got through that late fitness test on that calf injury. He was busted last week.
He
played up forward, so that weren't down one rotation. But inspirational co-captain, he is going to be there in the game against Richmond. As I said, from 2 o'clock, the opening bounce is at 2:30. What the hell, Wendell Saylor, is going on in Brisbane? Now, they were rolled in the first week of the finals. A couple of things. One of the things that...
Same result as last year.
The interesting thing, despite the swapping of the coaches with Wayne Bennett and Anthony Seibold, that both of those sides have had the exact same result as last year. Both finished.
I love that.
Where they did.
Yeah.
After all of the back and forth during the year and the mind
it was like a
games
soapy, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And the first time they played each other, Wayne won the battle in the media.
Yeah.
And it was so entertaining, but it's just ironic the fact that they both finished exactly where they did last year.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. All right, what about many people think that what Brisbane do need is halves, the number seven to move that big pack around. Now, there has been a meeting. Anthony Seibold has met with Brodie Croft from the Storm, who, as you know, in the past few weeks, he was playing at the number seven but has been looked over for this final series. What do you make of that meeting? Is it the right path to go?
Well, look, I found it... Look, when you've got a young guy there like Dearden who's coming through, and I know, I think Dobbo told us last week or before, he's off...
In the factory.
In the factory, that's right. I remember speaking to Anthony Seibold early in the season, and he actually said to me then, he said, mate, we've got this kid Dearden, he's our long-term seven.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they re-signed Sean O'Sullivan, I think, for another 2 years. Look, Brodie Croft, I know that Seib's worked with him down in Melbourne. Obviously, there's a bit of trust, there's a lot of trust there. So he obviously... If they're going to sign him and bring him in. But, geez, I know they've got so many good forwards, but they just seem to be stacking. I know they need a seven and then that at the moment, but I just – if that's where they want to go, so be it. And that's not a concern for me. I know that they need someone to get them around the park, and I think Brodie Croft could be that man. But, geez, and then you've got Deed in there, and then you're starting to stack a few of these blokes up, you know.
The question, I guess, was whether the Melbourne Storm knew about the whole meeting that took place. I think it was in Sydney. But
yeah.
Craig Bellamy was asked where he thought about it.
Perhaps a meeting in Melbourne might have been a little bit more appropriate. No one would have known who they are down there. I knew he was going to Sydney. I didn't know he was going to meet Anthony Seibold. No, not quite sure they were looking for the attention that they end up getting, but, yeah, they got it. You know, it's been a tough situation for Brodie too. You know, he played like 20 games or 21 games, wherever it was, and then... You know, was left out of the side, so I understand where he's coming from. You know, that would have been really hard for him to take. To his credit as well, he's continued to work really hard and has been really helpful for the rest of the team as well.
Craig Bellamy there.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, given the fact that, you know, you're a couple of weeks out from potentially a grand final and you're part of the squad, the timing's not great. The other thing is, I find a little bit interesting, is there's not many people that don't come through the Melbourne Storm system and come out and go to another club and are successful if they haven't made it in Melbourne. Obviously, there's some guys that have been successful in Melbourne and then taken other clubs and done some good things. But, you know, he's sort of in his second year and hasn't been able to make their finals campaign. And now to go somewhere else on the back of not making it in Melbourne, it'd be a real interesting one. I'm not sure he's... You know, I'd like to see him go to Brisbane and do well because they certainly need halves, but I'm not sure he's the answer.
But is it the wrong thing that if Brisbane are trying to sort things out soon and perhaps needed an answer on something in the next couple of weeks, given Brody's not in the 17, does it matter?
By Brisbane. Yeah, absolutely, because this guy's part of a club that are just making their way to the finals. And just because your season's over... Yeah, you know, I think courtesy from the Brisbane Broncos, and I think it goes a little bit about how they're going about all their business at the moment. Wait till the season's finished.
Yeah.
It's a couple of weeks.
So poor from the Broncos to even ask
from the Broncos.
Because if they ask,
I think so.
and he's interested, he's not going to want to annoy them. So he's probably thinking, oh, sure, sure, I'll come up.
You can have a chat. You can have a chat over the phone and say, listen, you know, we're interested. There's something there. Let the managers speak to the administration and then organise something at the end of the season. But to meet up while the finals are on, I think it's poor taste, personally.
All right, moving on. Still Brisbane, though. Matt Lodge, the discussion this week has been that a potential for him to have the C next to his name to captain this side. And given Matt Lodge's history, there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of brouhaha about the idea of him actually being allowed to play in the NRL. That's all happened. And he seems to be, this is after, of course, you all know the incidents happened in New York. He seems to be a bloke who's moved on and understands that he did the wrong thing there. So, you know, you forgive, that's okay. But there's been a backlash against the very idea that he would be a leader, a captain at that club. What did you think, Em?
He's done his time. And the thing is, they've got a young squad and it's not like they're, I mean, I know they do have a couple more senior guys that have been there for a lot longer that could be options, but I think it's been a bit of an overreaction. I just think he's done his time, and if he's showing leadership qualities to get through what he's had to get through to prove himself, to prove that he's a good person, all of that, that's got to show character to get through that as well. And
but
I just think
an overreaction,
you can't.
Don't you just judge the reaction on the reaction itself? If among people in Brisbane who say, I'm going to return my membership, you know, those supporters, look, or if it's there's a bad reaction, that's just genuine, isn't
because
it?
Because of the reaction, it would probably be, I think it's in the Broncos' best interest not to make him captain, purely just because of the reaction they get. They don't want to annoy fans, especially when they're struggling. They're not the powerhouse they once were. But, I mean, If he's got good leadership qualities,
he can be a leader on the field, though, Em. I mean, he can still be a leader at training. But the fact, I think, you know, with what he's been through, I think in our game he might have lost the right to represent a club like the Broncos at that level. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know he's on the path back and he's doing good things and he's making all the right noises and he's in rehabilitation. But sometimes you do things in your past that sort of mean that you can't do certain things in the future. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Like at the
Russell
captain's
Packer,
calls.
Russell Packer was a co-captain of the Tigers after going to jail.
Yep. Oh, well, and Russell Packer was fantastic and did a really good job in that.
But yep.
I just think for a club like the Broncos, he can be a great leader, but to have him at all the captain calls and wheel him out in front of the fans on those sorts of things, I just think that they don't need that attention at the moment, the Brisbane Broncos. I think they need to find someone that, I don't know, can maybe fill that role a bit better.
Yeah, look, I love the Broncos as a club. You know, I gave 9 years there, but I don't mind Matt Lodge getting a second chance, and he's been great. But I'm happy for him to be in the senior playing group,
exactly. But
I don't want to see him as captain. You've had, you know, Lockyer, Tallis, Wally Lewis, Gene Miles. You know, you've had some of the greats of the game. And Matt Lodge, I know he's a real leader around those young forwards and that. Put him in the senior player group, but I don't want him as captain.
As you know, Triple M loves to rock a grand final. Next, we'll take you to the MCG on the boundary line. Liam Flanagan will join us, give us all the latest. Saturday Triple M NRL. Saturday Triple M NRL. There is big, big sounds heading to the MCG. It is a GWS, the Western Sydney Giants. They are taking on Richmond in the grand final. Their first time in the grand final for a very young club. Why wouldn't we head to the beautiful MCG right now? And Liam Flanagan from the Rush Hour on Triple M. G'day, buddy.
Mr. Squires, how are you?
It is
a perfect day down here in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, just what's the vibe? You're on the side on the boundary as we speak. Is there 3-4 GWS Giants banners? How's the vibe?
You know what? It's a sea of red and black in the upper tiers of the MCG, but there are strong pockets of orange around the place. There is a good representation from the small club, the small fan base of the Giants. There's a really strong representation. I reckon they're going to get a bunch of neutrals on their side. But you talk about the big, big sound. The big, big story right now is Phil Davis.
Yep.
He, just for those not aware, was under a bit of a cloud with a calf injury all this week. He's done an on-field fitness test, seems to have been given the thumbs up. He's gone back down into the rooms, had a conversation with the coaching staff in the changing rooms, gone back out on the ground, and from what I can tell, they basically put the decision in his hands as to whether he takes the field today as the captain of the Giants.
Is there a deadline?
The kickoff bounce, first bounce is at 2:30, so we're about 10 minutes from the absolute deadline. He has been named in the 22, but Lachie Keefe is on standby as an emergency, and there is scope for the Giants to make a late change.
He's an inspiration, and he was inspirational last week, even though he was playing through injuries. He had to move forward so they wouldn't be down a rotation and was terrific, but you don't want to be carrying somebody from the word going to grand final. That would mean, I imagine, that Lachie Keefe would come in.
Absolutely. Lachie Keefe is the man that will come in. And as you talk about carrying injuries into grand finals, Dell, you'd know all about it, how hard it is to get. I mean, nobody's 100% at this time of the year, but still, you don't want somebody who's, you know, and he's not the quickest bloke at the best of times. And with a calf injury against Tom Lynch deep at in the goal square, that's the last thing the Giants would want to have.
And tell me, are the Richmond fans getting into some practice during the warm-up whenever Toby Green gets the ball? Do they give him a bit of a boo?
There's squash goggles left, right and centre time. I expect a big game out of Toby Green today. He loves the big stage, and you saw how excited he was in the dying stages on the boundary last week when they got over the line against the Pies. You can expect the boos. I think that's part of the spectacle of a grand final, that the opposition will pick a player to target, and I think Toby Green's put the target on himself.
Hey, Liam, tell us this. GWS, obviously, their first grand final. You know, sometimes Melbourne fans, if it was Collingwood, they'd all be cheering for, like, GWS. Mm. What's the feeling like there with other AFL teams and supporters, you know? Oh. Do they want to see GWS win, or is it Melbourne versus the Sydney thing, you know?
Absolutely. I think the Giants, to compare it to the NRL or the Raiders.
Yeah, got you.
It's the neutral. The neutrals, those that aren't Richmond supporters, are probably on board the Giants. Having said that, there is a bit of a groundswell of a lot of people realising that they may have hoped themselves into a Giants win today, and the reality is that the Richmond Tigers have been the dominant side of the competition for the past couple of months, and it's going to take absolutely the best out of this GW outfit just to stay in touch with them today.
Hey, Liam, you had accreditation, but you didn't have a seat when you went down there. So what's the plan? Has anything else sort of popped up, that any opportunities that you've been able to grab onto?
No, I still don't have a seat, Gerd. It's going to figure it out as I go, mate.
What are you going to do? You got a plan?
Oh, well, there's actually some pretty attractive bars around the MCG. You can stand and watch the footy and have a frothy. So,
Does your accreditation get you boundary or something?
I'm not a big deal like you, Emma. I'm like real low level stuff, Emma. So
the biggest of deals.
Yeah. Well, no, unfortunately, I can't. I'm not allowed on the green stuff. That's reserved for the players and the really big names.
And you haven't been to Canberra.
Canberra, right. Okay. I'm glad to see you've cotton onto that. You enjoyed your time in Canberra, did you, girls? Last night?
It was good fun. I had a little bit of trouble, you know, with some certain issues, but the rest of it was a great game. Liam, did you watch it?
I did, I was at a pub here in Melbourne getting behind the Raiders. But, hey, gentlemen, I'm actually, speaking of big names, all the big names of the Melbourne call team, the team that are going to call you through this great game, need to get into this box, so I do need to get out.
Okay. All right.
Before I go, I'll give you my tip. Giants by 4 points, Toby Green, Norm Smith.
Oh, really?
Toby Green, Norm Smith.
Yep, and he's going to party like Dane Swan.
Mate, I'm going Rewalt. Rewalt's my man.
Marlon Pickett, the man who's making his debut in a grand final. Wouldn't be good if he got it. That's an amazing story. Liam Flanagan, as ever, thank you so much.
Enjoy the day, guys.
Enjoy wherever you are watching that game from. And, of course, you will hear it in 35 minutes. Our coverage starts. GWS Giants taking on the Richmond Tigers. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Def Leppard for you on a Saturday afternoon. Sadly, just 25 minutes to share with you on Saturday Triple M NRL. Before we'll cross to the MCG for the grand final coverage in the AFL. Last week, as I mentioned, the dream teams, Wendell and Gerds, picked their dream team. Emma just sat in the background basically with a pistol firing shots.
Yeah.
So
I enjoyed that so much because I thought, well, I'm not going to have to do one. No, so I'm just going to. Yeah. I picked on Gerds primarily.
You did, really savagely.
Backed up,
You always pick on Gerds a bit. Why is that?
Because you're my favourite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about Maroon? No?
Why would you
enter Maroon into the... What am I, chopped liver? Why Maroon?
Oh, no, because Maroon, like, No, everyone loves you, Tane, but, like, Maroon, I text Maroon this morning after his bunnies got knocked out.
How was he?
He was vicious.
Is he down in the dumps?
He's down in the dumps, yeah.
Well, so were you supportive as a friend?
No, because when the Broncos got beaten 58-0, he got into me. And then obviously, you know, not about Seabowl, but I don't think there's any love there between Seabowl and South.
So you put it in
there. Oh, mate, I slipped it in real hard.
Excellent. All right, Emma Lawrence, are you... probably the bad time. Emma, you ready with your dream team?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
My fullback is James Tedesco.
Why?
Oh, well.
Because he's the best player in the game.
Good answer.
My wingers are Sivo and Fergo.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, is the whole O at the end of the name thing?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Sivo Fergo.
Fergo. Yeah, okay.
My centres are Tom Trbojevic and Joseph Manu.
Yes, I like that, Emma.
Just because I thought Turbo did so well in the Origin series, and you've got to have him somewhere.
And because Gerds didn't pick him.
Copy and paste, Wendell. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Is this the same as yours?
Yeah, so far. Yeah.
And Manu, just because perhaps he's a bit more consistent than Latrell, even though Latrell on his day can be a bit more of a superstar.
They're both right centres, though.
Tom can play anywhere.
Yeah. It's not proven.
No, he can.
I like that.
Cam Munster and Luke Keary.
That's the same as me, but that's cool.
Up front, Sam Burgess and Josh Papali.
Papali. Did he get a run in either of your two teams?
No, he didn't.
Oh, dear.
But.
Oh, dear.
And I just put, Burgess in the.
Why'd you pick Sam?
I picked Sam because there are a couple who I wanted in the back row, so I thought put Sam in the front row and, you know, just a bit of grunt up front, you know. Mm-hmm. This is controversial.
Okay. Yep.
My hooker. I'm going to put in Josh Hodgson.
That's okay. No, that's all right. I got to see.
I mean,
that.
I know.
Doesn't rate Smith. Hang on.
I was inspired after last night.
Oh, I see. You're on the bandwagon now.
I'm on the bandwagon, and just what he was able to do. There's one-on-one strips.
Yeah, play while unconscious.
So you had to make it. You had to be a team that made the finals to play in your dream team. So far. Anyway. But
come on, you picked Mosley just on one game.
Yeah.
No, I did. He had a great
season. No, I've got someone that wasn't in the finals.
Okay.
Then I've got John Bateman, and I put Jason Taumalolo.
Yep.
In the second row.
In the second row, purely because I wanted to put Cam Murray at lock.
Yep. Okay. That's similar to what I did. So
is it really?
Yep. Yeah, I think it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have Josh Hodgson, did you?
No, I didn't. Cook. No, I'd Cook. Okay. Cook's my man.
What was the main criticism of your team comes third, Wendell? Last week.
I didn't have a goal kicker.
Somebody criticised you for not having a
goal
kicker.
Yeah, they did, but what they don't know is that I knew that Cam Munster could goal kick. And he's a terrible goal kicker at that.
Plus, it's an imaginary game that's never going to happen.
Fergo can kick. Mm. He was practising
for
the Blues.
Yeah, but he wasn't in my team.
Oh, okay. You told me I had the same team as Wendell's.
I like it. You did? Like your team.
No, Josh had a car.
Well done, Emma Lawrence. the Canterbury Cup Grand Final is on tomorrow. We're going to catch up with Spud Carroll, who's been calling those games. It's 7-8 from the finals have made it through to the Grand Final, which is amazing. Wenty and the Newtown Jets. Mm. We'll get there next on Saturday Triple M NRL. Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires with you on this Saturday. Now, these NRL finals, you know the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself for the Ladbroke Same Game Multi. Remember, gamble responsibly. Roger Aldridge joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hello. How are you, Tony?
Very, very well, thank you. Looking forward to tonight. Not a lot separated these teams during the season. What's going on with the punters? Do you think it'll be close?
They do. Well, actually, Melbourne's best backed by a long, long way, which surprises me. They're $2.35 outsiders. The Roosters have eased from $1.50 out to $1.62 now. And, yeah, there's more than three times as much money on the Storm than on the Roosters at this stage. Maybe the big punters will step in late. Maybe they'll get a profit with the AFL Grand Final this afternoon. The line's currently 4.5 points. So I think the average margin is 2 points this season, or 1.5 points. So that line looks cherry ripe.
Mate, what about first try score? Obviously, the SCG, nice fast track. Tedesco, Pappenhausen, you name it, Latrell, the Fox. Who do the punters want?
Latrell's the best back because he's made the SCG his own this season. So he's at $11. At Tupou at 10s, along with Tedesco at 10s, they're the top of the market. It's pretty wide open for first try tonight. Pappenhausen, $12. Also, the best back to the Storm at Okara, that $11 quote as well. So it's a dartboard job.
Yep.
And for next weekend, I know there are a lot, including myself, who are jumping on the Raiders bandwagon. Are there any markets up yet for next weekend?
I'll join you if the Storm get rolled tonight. But there's no market up for a match yet. But in terms of the premiership market, obviously there's only three left in the race. The Roosters still 220, 275. The Raiders, given they're already there, and the Storm 375.
Roger Aldridge, as ever, thank you so much. These NRL finals, you know, the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself for the Ladbroke Same Game Multi. Remember, gamble responsibly. Mark Spud Carroll is next.
Thank you.
Some Imagine Dragons for you there on a Saturday arvo. It will be Sunday arvo at Bankwest Stadium. Newtown taking on Wentworthville. The Canterbury Cup, the grand final before, of course, they'll take on the Queensland. I think it's Burley and Wynnum Manly playing in the Q Cup grand final tomorrow afternoon. Winner of both those will play before the NRL grand final next week. And a man who knows all about what's going on in those games is Mark Spud Carroll, who joins us now. G'day, Spud.
Good afternoon, man.
Where are you as we speak?
You won't believe the week I've had, mate. Seriously. I'm a bit north shore of private hospital really since Tuesday. Been on the drip.
What have you done?
I have picked up a tick on the side of my guts, which I thought probably about a good week ago.
And where were you rolling in the grass somewhere?
Yeah, mate, just pick them up, mate. Where I live, a place called Bayview, we still live in sort of bushland, and you don't think it's just dogs are going to get them, bloody adults. But next thing, I got in touch with my surgeon because I had my ankle fused from arthritis early on in the year, and my ankle went ballistic. And next thing, I'm in hospital and I've been on drips. I've got the old Sam Burgess one through the bicep with the lead going down to the heart. So, it's been a great week. It'd be no good if I was playing footy. I wouldn't be able to play.
I was going
to
say, there was always a bit of question about your heart back in the day. I joke, big man.
Wendell, you wouldn't say it in my face.
I love you, big man. You're a good man.
Hey, this is an amazing story, and you've been following it, obviously, all season. Newtown Wentworthville, this is in the final system. This is 7 plays 8 for the grand final.
It's quite incredible, isn't it? It's like you said, 7th and 8th. Doesn't matter where you finish in this competition. Yeah. I've always said that this is a new competition. They've worked their way through. I've been lucky with Fox this year to call the games. Just see the growth on both sides. When he has, I think I had a spot for soft spot for me. Actually, I played for Wenny when I was a young kid because I'm from the Western Suburbs of Sydney. But I've been working with both sides. I think the great forward pack led easily by Tim Manor and Dave Gower there for Wenty. But we've got this other two young kids, Jamie and Jolliffe, and Toby Rudolph for the Jets, mate. You see this Rudolph play. My God, he reminds me of Jeff Robinson. Long hair, rolls his sleeves up, rips in. And I just think I can't wait to see these two guys, these two teams rip in tomorrow.
How much, Spud, have these sides changed over the last couple of weeks since, some of these guys have filtered back from the NRL?
Yeah, it's been a good fill of players here, Goods. The two fullbacks have been unbelievable, mate. Like Josh Hoffman, he ran over 250 metres last week. But also it comes down to the bench as well, mate. They've got Kafuski, who plays for Wenny, and Vask, who plays for Newtown. Mate, you see the impact these guys make, and they are absolutely thrilled to be in the grand final at Bankwest tomorrow.
Yeah, and I like the fact that Newtown on their sleeves, I think, have Tom Radonic as his name. He was a legend with Newtown, and of course with Wes with Magpies, but his name is on there. I think it used to be Cole Murphy was on. They kind of that beautiful look back to their history.
Yeah, they certainly do, and actually spoke to the great Tom Radonikas today to say, look, hope he's going to the game. And he's on his way down. He's going to Singo to the game to watch his mighty Newtown side play tomorrow. So it'll be a great experience for Tom. He's in good spirits and getting better in health, which is great for our game.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well, speaking of getting better in health, we hope you're feeling a bit better, buddy. Thanks for having a chat.
Enjoy the call.
Hey, Spud, they have collars for ticks as well. You didn't know.
Yeah, well, buddy. See you soon.
We love you, Spud.
And for barking you, Spud, as well.
I know you love you too, Spud, so good on you, buddy.
We'll come back, wrap it all up after this. Some classic Australian and the Divinals. I'll make you happy as we're about to wrap up. We're watching, having a look, because you will be going straight to the MCG after us. The pre-game entertainment, Paul Kelly, is doing the job right now. Gerd, you had great interest in the performance before. Who was that?
Yeah, who was that?
The AFL have done it right this year. Tones and I, who's just an Australian singer that's just making her way. Well, she's quite huge now and, sings a couple of really good tracks, and the AFL, I see, got her down there for their pre-game performance, and she did a wonderful job. Yeah, great singer. Check her out if you haven't heard
Sydney
of her.
Sydney girl or Melbourne girl?
I'm not sure. She spent a fair bit of time in Byron Bay busking, but I'm not sure whether she's originally, she might be from down Melbourne, but she's
probably
a great
Queenslander.
Artist.
Probably Queenslander.
Really different.
Is she as good as this singer? There's a
mountain top that That's the best I've heard in a long, long time.
Yeah. So good. The great thing is that this singer, whoever it may be, in the Rhino outfit, can not only sing but can dance as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Good on you, Feb, mate. All those drinks that he used to have in the Brownlow nights, it's all come through for him.
Brendan Fofola. Before we go, I think we should say for John Sutton last night, his final game for South Sydney, he was getting a bit emotional post-game, wasn't he?
His kids were even crying as well. That broke me when his girl was crying.
It was amazing moment.
Yeah, Pippa. Young Pippa.
But he's been such a great servant of the game.
So. Yeah, I just reckon he's got better with age too. I think he's one of those guys that, you know, just got every last drop out of everything that he had. Yeah. And he had some mixed up times through the middle of his career where at times he lost his way. But, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, he's been so good for South Sydney, and congrats on a fantastic career.
Oh, and you never forget, like, that premiership year was unbelievable. But even, you know, Origin, he was so close, and Josh Reynolds got the, but, you know, he's been great to watch over here. So well done to that man there, John Sutton.
Indeed, John Sutton, that was the final game for South Sydney for this year, the final game for John Sutton in his magnificent career. It means, of course, that the Canberra Raiders are through to the grand final. They will take on the winners of the Roosters and the Storm. That is tonight. Right now, though, there is a grand final in the AFL. Triple M rocks the footy.
Go, Richmond.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.